The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include
depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Super Don, I think I'm in trouble from the beef tongue story. Why did you make me cover that?
Why did I make you cover that?
Yes.
Wow.
Bad producer.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, you have to cover about stealing beef tongues from Walmart. Come on, really?
What? Come on. It's a legitimate story. It was in the news.
Right.
It was about shoplifting in Florida.
Yes.
It just happened to be beef tongue. Beef tongue is a meat. People eat it. What's wrong with that?
Just looking for the health angle, I guess.
Yeah. Well, is beef tongue good for you?
It depends on the cow. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't answer that question now. I'm in too deep.
Yeah.
I can't escape. Well, hey, listen, this hour we got a very important segment right now. We're going to get into a very serious topic in a moment here. Liam Sheff is joining us as well. And it is a serious discussion we are going to have on cuddling and dopamine and oxytocin and serotonin. And
You know, that just sounds kind of funny.
What?
We're going to have a very serious conversation about cuddling.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we need, as adults in America, to talk about relationships more openly, more directly, and with a better basis in history and how we got here. This is what we do about health and healing. Why not relationships as well? And Liam is on a bender. Is that what they call it? When you're really... No, that's not the right way to say it. I'm in trouble again.
That would
again.
Be kind of like somebody who drinks.
But the thing, you get what I'm trying to say. When Liam gets a hold of a subject, he'll dive into it because he doesn't drink either. But, I mean, the point is he's immersed in it and brings out some pretty brilliant things. And we're going to talk about some of those again today as he's the resident anthropologist today. On relationships.
He's on a pilgrimage for knowledge.
Yes, yes. And we're going to, again, this is not for the youngins out there where we're going to go next. So I just, giving you a heads up on that. But first and foremost, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com for all of the things that you want to link to and read more about. If we don't get to a story, question of the day, sometimes we embed the YouTube. I forget to mention we have a YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel on YouTube. And, the answer I gave on hepatitis C yesterday is up. It's already there. You could subscribe or it's embedded in the notes. And we just answered a question about calc 4, homeopathic calc 4 last hour. Now, this story, very serious story, comes from Sayer G., our buddy from Green Med Info. Miami area nuclear plant in partial shutdown after steam leak. Now, Super Don, I'll hazard a guess that you can't find any mention of this in the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel or the Miami Herald or the West Palm Beach Post. No mention of this. And
I haven't seen it on the major news sites either. No.
Yeah. South Florida's ailing Turkey Point nuclear, and that's not a joke. It's not a Thanksgiving joke. Turkey Point is the name of the nuclear facility. Unit 4, one of its two reactors, was taken offline this past Sunday due to a steam leak. And it was a December 1st update released by Industrial Info Resources Online. You can link through it at Green Med Info. We've got the links up. There's no indication that this highly concerning event has received mainstream media coverage. As of now, we haven't seen nary a blip from any mainstream news source down in South Florida. And all our global warming alarmist buddies? where are they on the nuclear power issue? I'm just asking because a lot of them think that's clean power, Al Gore. Clean power, right? You've got a lot more to worry about if you live down there from the nuclear power plant than you have from the rising sea level. I'm just saying. That is much more devastating in an immediate way. Now, we covered this, I think, last year or earlier in the year, about a year ago. We were talking a lot about these ailing plants, one in San Diego, San Onofre. And back in 2011, an online published article at Miami New Times said five reasons in Turkey Point could be the next nuclear disaster. And NPR covered something July 23rd, nuclear plant may be in hot water over its cooling system. They've raised the threshold from their cooling water from 100 degrees up to 103 degrees. If it goes up to 104, they have to shut down immediately. Now, this means that they're all the time releasing radioactive steam into the atmosphere that's impacting all of South Florida. I don't know how far up it goes, but they do recognize from Palm Beach County on down and on over that there is very serious ongoing radiation release. And this is the question I have for you if you live in South Florida, because we've been talking about this for a long time. Have you gotten the EMF detox from King Bio? We talked about that. There's no excuse. You live down in South Florida. You got the Turkey Point release happening all of the time. Homeopathic medicine to counteract some of it. Have you invested in, if I can call it that, the food grown, the 100% whole food form of selenium and a form of iodine to take on a regular basis to counteract it? Am I saying you need to rush out and get potassium iodide pills today? No, because you only want to use that at the moment you know there's a disaster to protect the thyroid, but you can take on an ongoing basis Kali-Iodatum, which is potassium iodide in homeopathic form. You will not block the receptors. It is safe to do in homeopathic form, Kali-Iodatum. If I'm not mistaken, it may even be in the EMF detox. I don't remember at this point. Now, we've learned a lot about managing the impact of radiation on tissue, again, by utilizing powerful antioxidants, enhancing glutathione production. We've talked about taking clay or salt baths, different things that can pull the radiation out. We also talk about now fulvic acid, the brilliance of our good friend Dr. Dan Newsom. And yesterday we got a little bit more of the backstory on why he worked with the fulvic acid and what it's done. And in terms of radiation removal, I believe this is also going to be a very important part of your daily regimen. Water, hydrogen-rich water, molecular hydrogen, all of these things that will help to cleanse the cells, to move things on out. We've talked about things, strategies to bind radioactive isotopes in the GI tract. Should you be eating it? But right now I'm concerned about airborne exposure in South Florida. This is very serious. Read this article. You're talking about ongoing low-level exposure, so it's not like an acute radiation burn that you're typically going to see, but you see elevated infant mortality. They've estimated or actually acknowledged a 37% rise in the average levels of radioactive strontium, strontium-90, in Southeast Florida's baby teeth through the 1980s into the mid-1990s. Again, bones, boron, strontium, these things can be radioactive and take the place of the non-radioactive form. Silica to strengthen the bones, the trace elements, the trace minerals that are non-radioactive. These are things that we have got to not wait around for cancer to come. And this is just adding another layer to the reality that nuclear energy is not clean energy. Oh, sure, it's clean because there's little or no so-called gaseous emissions. But you can destroy the planet or people in a wide swath of an area under the quest for so-called clean energy. Devastating to my friends in South Florida. We were just down there. Take a little extra EMF detox. Take a little extra selenium every day. We can manage it. We can tolerate and put up with a lot, but not a blasted meltdown. Not another Fukushima on our shores. So now that I've bummed you out, I hope that you will take steps, particularly if you're there in South Florida, to counteract this. This is very real. This is very serious. Again, people aren't dying tomorrow, although people that are susceptible of a lifetime of exposure or babies that are being born much more susceptible because of the rapidly dividing cells in a baby compared to an adult that's already established. Anything I've forgotten? I mean, we haven't touched on the radioactive subject in a while. There are so many archive shows that we've done. Liam and I have covered this. We've had other experts on in the radioactive realm, so to speak, talking right. about strategies for dealing with this. I would urge you to go back to the archives at GCN, naturalnewsradio.com, of course, UK Health Radio, Epic Times.
Yeah. Well, you know,
tune in, Stitcher, iTunes. Yeah.
Speaking of covering this with Liam, guess who we've got on the line right now?
Liam is with us early. Do I need to tell the parents to hide the kids already?
Do we need
the
warning
sirens?
And
whoop, whoop, whoop. Liam, my friend, are we on? Is he on? There it is. Yes. Here comes Gojira.
Oh, that was?
Yes. Liam, dude. The radioactivity from Fukushima, it's distant, but not, especially when we talk Turkey Point in Miami. And I'm not worried about the rise of the water at this point. I'm thinking about the water that's cooling that plant, not doing it. And then Miami is toast and uninhabitable.
It is. It's a terrible, terrible city. You mean after the thing happened?
Yes, after the thing happened. I know. Right. We've got a lot of friends down there. They're trying to do good work. We understand, but...
I'm visiting Fort Lauderdale in 2 weeks. I'm supposed to be building gardens with people. My stomach hurts.
You will be taking extra selenium with you, my friend.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, nobody wants to pay attention to this. We started talking about it a year and a half ago?
At least.
Remember when I brought the oil issue to the show and I said, we really have to talk about this because this isn't lasting forever and I'm reading this and I'm not the first. You know, I'm not the first guy to talk about it. A lot of people have talked about it. But here we started talking about it, and everybody goes, oh, oil will last forever. Now they're fracking in Compton, like they're fracking in downtown Los Angeles. So, no, it's not lasting forever. We'll have clean energy. We'll just get some clean energy. Like what? Like radioactive power.
Yeah. I know. And again, here's the point. Turkey Point, another ailing, aging nuclear facility, like down in San Diego, they have one as well. And this is the long-lasting gift in the nuclear age of clean energy, the promise of clean energy. At what cost? At what price? And, of course, we're going to transition the topic. I didn't mean to bring you in early for this reason, but I'm glad you are here. But we're going to try to switch it up because the changing, let's say, capacity to have free or almost free energy is going to change the way we do relations with one another, relationships. And our good friend Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, has been diving deep into this relationship, the history of them, how we got where we are today. And we're going to talk about the cuddling. Yes, we're going to talk SEX, too, so hide the kids. Coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the links are up right there, robertscottbell.com. More with Liam after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Young, I used to always have relations. Every night, if a nice gentleman bring me flowers and candy, take me to a movie, show me a lovely evening, then I would take him home and give him hot, lovely relations. A relations is a beautiful thing. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
That was from the Nutty Professor. We're talking relationships. What a good start, Super Don. Way to go.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of what we're going to be talking about. We can talk about relations, right?
Relationships and relations with Liam Sheff. And Liam, cuddling is on tap. Cuddling is on tap, and you can actually pay to cuddle. Now, lest people think that, oh, you're paying for sex. No, actually, people are paying for cuddling. Who would have thought you could sell cuddling? But evidently, we are starved for affection. How could this be, Liam?
Well, okay, so you said SEX, I'm going to say sex. If your kids are of a certain age, tell them...
We warned them.
Yeah, tell them to listen closely. No, tell them to get out. See, you know, in, the reality is in most cultures around the world that aren't the Western cultures, the Western herding and farming cultures, children have their own lives. They play sexual with each other. They don't... Well, maybe they do, but in most cultures, kids' world is kids' world. And adults sort of laugh. Ah, look, they're pretending to do this. They can't really do it because they can't.
Right.
You know, they can't get pregnant. So the kids' world is that. If you look at the Maasai tribe or any of the Trobriander tribe or the New Guinea tribes or the South American tribes, you know, kids' world is kids' world. Here, we're very strange because adult world and kid world overlaps way too much. Mm. And we sort of, you know, We forget. Remember what it's like to be a kid. You're in kid land. Your whole version of the world is a very different thing. And you have your little peer group and you're a tribe. And you, at least I remember that. And adult rules don't make any sense. The reason adult rules don't make any sense.
But we look
sense,
at,
Well, let me just thought. The reason adult rules don't make any sense is because they don't make any sense, and and then we can talk about why they don't.
Yeah, well, I was just saying about the difference in the cultures, of course. Then we were sold on, well, that's savage. You know, those are savages out there, and how we became elitist in the West to be superior to. And basically, you know, and I had gone to some of those cultures, and I said, you know, throw us out. I don't mean maybe literally, but, you know, somewhat literally, that we've corrupted so many things, poisoned them in so many ways, poisoned ourselves as well.
You went to Africa, and people said, you know, what can you tell us? And you said, you know, reject everything that Western society tells you, because you've already got a sane system that came about naturally in your environment. So, I'm researching sex and sensuality and affection. The problem in the American culture, and I want to make a note here, our culture is made of three bits of inheritance. The foraging culture, that is what we were for a quarter million years or maybe much longer. The agricultural culture, farming culture, which we became about 10,000 years ago. And the herding, animal, cattle, herding, shepherding culture that split off, I think, from the foraging and agricultural culture at around 10,000 years ago, a little earlier than that. You asked about cuddling. Now, why do we think in the West that any touch has to inevitably end up as sexual intercourse? It's an amazing
thing. That is the thought, though. If you talk cuddling, immediately people's minds go, oh, that's prostitution. Somebody has to sell a cuddle. Or if you're affectionate with someone you're not married to, that automatically means you're, you know, having intercourse with them. And where is the balance? Where is real, you know, affection, human affection, interaction that is healing?
Right. Well, you know, sex itself as an intercourse can be very healing, but I think it takes you to a different psychological level. So let's leave sexual intercourse out of it. Take that off the table, which I think, you know, it is a kind of a different animal, and it provokes a very different psychological response. But I'm a loving, affectionate person. I hug all my friends, and I've essentially come out on the show. I wouldn't consider myself monogamous in any way, but I don't have sex easily. So there are terms going around like monogamish and, you know, loosely monogamous. And then there's the confusing term polyamory, which means loving many people, but everybody loves many people. So I find that to be a confusing term. In any case, we have this inheritance, this tripartite inheritance. We have the foraging culture. And the foraging cultures, the tribes that exist today, are very affectionate. And when we get back, I will tell you more about affection.
All right, affection on tap here now. A lot of things on tap, but we're pouring them out. Love. The vitamin L is flowing here. We're going to figure out how it all works, how we got here historically. Make some sense out of this. Affection, cuddling, and other things. We're going to talk about it with Liam Sheff right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you haven't already hidden the kids, this is your last chance. We're going there next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive.
Masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Well, shoppers in Portland, Oregon are lining up. That's 4 hours north of Superdon. The line is long, Superdon. It's for $60 a pop. No pun intended, because there is no popping going on. Customers that cuddle up to me get an hour's worth of snuggly activities, from spooning to hair stroking, and business is brisk. It's taken off. The question is, Liam, why are people paying for cuddling. I mean, can't you just cuddle? You have to pay to cuddle? Come on.
Well, who do you cuddle with? This culture inherited the Judeo-Christian model, which is that essentially women are possessions of men and, you know, can't be trusted and are Jezebels and have to be, you know, it's the Islamic code, too. They have to be warned, hidden from men because they make us do things that we regret, you know. So we have this model that there are only two kinds of relationships. There's the one with your wife where you get to do everything even though you're too tired and you get bored with each other so you don't, and then you watch television. And then there's the one that you have with everybody else, which is handshaking. You can handshake and maybe a good hearty pat on the back. We all know that that's not true by the very definition of our culture, which is capitalism. Capitalism is held in place mostly by a few industries, the military-industrial complex, which never goes away, and the pornography industry, which never goes away. So you tell me why there's a porn industry if we're surrounded by people who we love, who are our friends, who we feel affection toward, and we're surrounded by people of whatever your sexual orientation, same or opposite sex, who you feel affection toward.
Is it even an argument? Like in those cultures we talked about where sexuality was more open, it wasn't a thing, it wasn't a disconnect, it was just, you know, they've had this for thousands of years, and there's little or no pornography in those cultures? I mean, I don't know.
No. There's no need for it. People are half naked anyway, so you get your eye full. You're not sort of starving for, like, I wonder what a breast looks like. You know, they're always hiding them underneath those sweaters. What are those breasts? What's going on under there? No, like, there's a breast, and there's a different kind of breast, and there's a 60-year-old breast, and, you know, there's an 18-year-old breast, and there's a 35-year-old. You just say, okay, that's part of the experience. And then when it's time for intercourse or playfulness, by the way, we're so damaged in this culture because we have one word for love. I think there's six or seven words in the ancient Greek for love. There's agape, you know, that sort of spiritual universal love. There's philos, that we have in philosophy, love of learning, that sort of thing. And there's pragma, which is the love that you have after many, 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 many years of knowing somebody where you're not really interested in what their boobs look like anymore or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You have a deep and abiding relationship with them that's pretty stable. So we get the word pragmatic out of that. And then there's, of course, everybody runs to the word eros, to the definition of love as eros, which is erotic, which is the thing where you get turned on. Well,
that's,
I guarantee,
the fire that burns brightly, and eventually you go, well, that's where to go. It's gone.
Well, so in our culture, if the fire burns brightly, you have to go get married, so the fire can only burn brightly with one person, and then you're married for a while, and the babies come, and everything doesn't quite look like it did when you were, you know, 22 and got married, or 28. And then the men get a little paunchy, and everybody feels ashamed. I mean, like, women still want sex, but they're unable to say that sometimes they would like affection from other people. So they go to their girlfriends, because women are a little more flexible that way, and they have lots of huggy affection. Some of them really kiss and make out and don't tell anybody. Listen, as I've become more open, people just tell me these things. These are things I kind of knew for a long time.
I feel very, very sheltered as you're communicating this. Like, that's just a whole other realm. I want to go back, and I apologize for kind of cutting you off here, but this is important because the origins of these things, you mentioned earlier the cultures, the foraging culture, the herding culture, and how that manifested relationships differently, perhaps out of necessity, but we don't recognize that's why we do or why the way we are the way we are.
Yeah, we're a tripartite. We've got three parts to our inherited brain. And fourth, if you put the old animal brain that everything sits on top of. So we got the old limbic brain, you know, the old, I don't know, reptile brain. And then on top of that, we have this mammalian thing. And as a species, we were foragers for a long time, 250,000 years or really several million years. And foragers went around in small bands, and they gathered stuff, and there was no great danger. I mean, if you didn't gather enough crickets, somebody else would gather enough crickets or acorns or whatever you were mashing, or roots, flowers, fruit, etc. So everybody worked, everybody threw in, and one person's accident wasn't everybody's accident. It would just sort of even out. Sexuality and sensuality were, you know, just sort of normal part of life. You would have children with somebody, the children would grow up, they would marry into another group to avoid any genetic inbreeding. And then you would take in other people from another group to avoid any genetic inbreeding. That was always very important. And big deal, you know. And if you were with somebody for a period of time, and then somebody else might come along and you might be with them for a period of time. And it sort of works the way that we work, except without all the heartbreak, divorce, recrimination, lawsuit, other invented nonsense. So that's our basis is this sort of hippie species. I mean, I'm not saying it was always easy.
But you tend to find that the foragers of our culture that, you know, that want to be kind of that hippie, theoretical or actual, are the ones that seem to be more into that affection realm. Am I mistaken in that?
Right. And you can see the antecedents, or the descendants, I should say, of these foragers, strangely enough, in urban people who don't do anything to get food except they forage in the city restaurants and the Whole Foods and the Trader Joe's. So liberals live in cities. And, you know, because, I mean, liberals are liberal because they model themselves on foragers unintentionally, subconsciously. We're foragers, those liberals. They forage, everything's pretty easy. It's all, there's no reason to get too upset about anything. Now, the herding culture split off from the foraging culture. They were hunters who gathered, who killed big animals and then would inherit the little babies of the animals that they killed, and they learned to domesticate them over centuries. Then their entire way of life depended on the livelihood of these mammals, that they would breed, milk, and then kill. If the animals got out of the pen at night, everything was lost. Everything was lost at once. If the animals got sick, everything was lost at once. You had to keep them in good shape to milk them so that you could have, you know, food when there was no food. So the herding culture was a culture of driving mammals forth, loving them, you know, raising them, and then killing them. Women became very much property in this culture. Men were much more important. They were physically stronger, and they would beat the animals into submission and move them this way and that, and then cut them and kill them. That's the culture that invented Leviticus, the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments. That's all herding culture stuff. So the entire Old Testament of the Bible comes from a herding culture. And the reason the Testaments, the different books of the Bible don't fit very well together is because the New Testament comes out of an agricultural society that had plenty. So the message of the New Testament is love thy neighbor, and the message of the Old Testament is kill thy neighbor. If he's not like you, or if he worships a different god, if he touches your wife, if he touches a different man, we have to kill him. You know, if a man touches man, we have to kill him. This is all this is herding culture, and it's not just in the Bible, it's in all...
Well, it's about possession, it's about ownership, total control of people. Again, it's an interesting thing. I mean, entering into a marriage contract, I don't know if everybody does it fully consciously. As you said, a lot of times you go in on fire. Those lower chakras are just burning hot. And then you got to go, wait a second, that's gone. Now what? Right? And is there a way to make long-lasting relationships if you're not monogamous? Because, you know, the Judeo-Christian basis is all about that. It's that construct and restriction.
Well, it's sexual slavery. I mean, it's interpersonal genital ownership rather than love. You know, marriage as it exists in the public mind is you had your fun, now it's over. Time to settle down and grow up. The reality is a tribe, there's no need for that. Tribes raise children without enforcing some sort of punitive monogamy for life. Usually monogamy worked as a short-term thing to get women. Women had to be protected for 9 months and then a year where the infant is swaddled to a board. But in a foraging culture, the child can be tied to, well, this sounds cruel, but it's not, you know, tied to a board and faces the same direction as the mother, and the mom can work and pick things and get on with her day. In a foraging culture, women will breastfeed for 4 years. In a herding culture, they'll breastfeed for a very short period of time by comparison, maybe a year or two, maybe less, because they'll replace her milk with cow's milk.
Right.
So in herding cultures, people become bound to animals, and in foraging cultures, people become bound to people. And in herding cultures, people become like animals, like they become possessions. Women and children become possessions. Herding cultures tend to beat children. Farming cultures fall somewhere in the middle. Farming cultures do have to make sure that the crop doesn't go all the way bad. It's very precarious at times, but they have many fields. And if one fails, they might have stuff left over from another year.
I feel like Dr. Spock here. I want to say fascinating. You know, just what you're uncovering here. And I have a question about the age of oil. You know, the ease of access to free, almost free energy, where we have oil slaves. With the diminishment over the 21st century, if we call it that, how do we see these relationships changing based on necessity as opposed to consciously going, oh, that's why this is this way, and I want to make a decision differently than that, versus what happens when oil is not as widely available?
Right now, we have slaves that we don't see, and they're made of petroleum. Petroleum per day does about 50 million years of human labor in terms of moving machines all across the land, the sky, on rail, on car, all that kind of stuff. When oil declines to 50% of what it is now, we won't recognize this culture. We're going to have to band. Most of us won't survive that shift, but we'll have to band together and learn how to grow food. If we don't remember how to do it, if we're not getting into permaculture now, we're screwed.
Yeah, not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
But again, this idea of working together as a community, not in a mandated from the top communistic one ruler kind of thing, but a genuine cooperation. Is it possible? Is there evidence of that in certain cultures? Also, the chakra dance. If we have time, I'd like to ask Liam about that, the energy shift, because, you know, a lot of concern about this whole monogamy, non-monogamy. How does this, is this an imbalanced thing? Can you do it balanced? Wait a second. Now there's all kinds of images come to my head. I gotta take a break here. Liam Sheff, Super Don's here somewhere. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up. You can check them out. We'll be back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's still you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from guns80.com because they've got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built, I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to guns80.com. That's guns 80, the number's 80, guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
All right, get ready. I'm going to reveal a little bit more about myself right now with Liam, Super Don's here, all y'all listening in. I am not the reluctant affectionist. I've always been affectionate, you know, willing to hug and, you know, be very friendly and touchy-feely. But when it comes to that going all the way thing, I've never been someone that could just, I don't know. I had friends that could do it. I could never do that. I mean, there was something that I was very reluctant to engage at that level because there was something more. And now I learn about the energy systems of the body, the chakra systems, and I think about this intertwining of energy at that level. It's different than just being affectionate, Liam.
I would say so, but it does fall for some people into the realm of affection. I consider it more advanced affection. The chakra system is an Indian system that focuses on energy centers. There are two in the lower body, one in the anal and one in the genital. There's one in the abdomen, which is the third chakra, that of the stomach, which is of consumption and digestion, but not just of the physical, but also the energetic world around you, the psychological world. Then the fourth chakra, when you get past the first three, which are the lower, you come to the heart level. Most long-term relationships better exist at the heart level. The early relationships bind at the lower levels. You want to consume the person. You want to genitally connect with the person. You're taking them in, and the mouth becomes, even though it's more ascended, becomes part of that consuming. I find that sex is so potent. I've also never been able to just jump in, and anytime I have, I'm kind of I can hug and I can kiss. And that stuff is fun as long as I'm with a partner that I like. But to go all the way, you know, it takes on a different tone. Right. Instead of talking about spiritual, I'm going to talk about psychological. Okay. I think that when we do the very serious, the penetrative act, we're entering the psychological reference point of being in early development. We open our early development needs, which are like, do you care? Who's there to care for me? Am I safe?
Will you love me forever?
Will you love me? Yeah, me love. And will you? And forever just becomes long enough that you're not worried about it anymore. By the way, because there is no forever on this planet. Nobody knows what that means. So, will you love me for long enough that I actually believe that you love me, and then I can get back on with my day, or month, or year, or whatever. I think that what you need then in order to have intercourse with somebody is a very good communicative relationship with somebody who's a kind person, because then you can talk. Like, wow, I'm so full of feelings. Yeah, I understand. So am I. Well, I really care about you. Well, so do I. Now what do we do with this? Becomes the question, because the Judeo-Christian model says that once you have those feelings, you must bind each other with blood and spit and everything else till death. But I think that the normal human model, the foraging model, would just say, yes, we're bound by the tribe, and I'm always your tribal brother, not in the fraternal, not in the familial sense of brother, but in the group sense. And you're always my tribal sister. And that's what tribes were. You were married into the tribe. You had tribal brothers and sisters. They weren't your actual brothers and sisters, by the way. You would not mate with your actual brothers and sisters. But the psychological well-being was really never at stake. You couldn't get a divorce from your tribe. You could come and go over time from different partners, and we do that. But we
force people in those tribal societies, if you did something to violate some sort of order of the tribe, you could be ostracized, though.
Yes, there's always ostracism if you, you know, kill somebody or, you know, just if you go crazy and are unbearable. But mostly they'll push you to the outside and sort of try to maintain a little distance from you. Tribes, there's so many different kinds of tribes. There is violence in tribes. There is fighting in tribes, all that kind of stuff. But before I lose that last point, I think that intercourse is meaningful to people because it opens the psychological place of a really dependent feeling. I think that if you're unaware of that, if you actually think there's such a thing as casual sex, you can hurt yourself. I think what we need in sex is to know that we have someone that we can talk with. Now, a lot of people get around this problem by get around this problem by having a clutch of girlfriends that they can talk to about guys. And young guys get around it by having a clutch of guy friends they can talk to about girls. So if it doesn't go well with a girl or guy, they're right there for each other. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
I think it's better to be there with a partner. Anyway, we're out of time, and this is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, well, to be continued, Liam. Fascinating discussion, and I'm not just saying that. And I hope everybody else enjoyed it as well. And if you have comments or questions, you can give us a call and leave a message, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com. Link it through to liamshef.com with the new book that he's working on. All of this will be coming out more. But we'll cover some more of it. Again, thanks to Stephen Huer and you. Whose power to heal? It is. Hey, I said that differently. Happy chakras, everybody. Happy chakras.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.